My Healing World by Monica.ca. Today I just wanted to talk about this class that I took this morning in Feldenkrais. I took it with Vita, and she operates a studio called the Feldenkrais Center Vancouver. And it's a place where you can learn to use your body most effectively to move with ease and comfort. You can boost your well-being through mindful movement. And it was such a pleasure to start again this lesson on how the body moves and different pieces put together and practicing those pieces over and over again till we actually get a beautiful, graceful way of getting the body to get from A to B. And we do that really well until the point where we may have an accident or something is not effective, and so we come into some kind of dis-ease in our movement, and then we have to either plow through it the normal mainstream way, which is, you know, like cut and paste, or we can go back and we start learning from square one how to put things together so that it feels good and it allows us the freedom and grace to get through life. I first got into Feldenkrais when I was studying rebalancing Costa Rica with my teacher Menla, and she brought in this most excellent teacher. His name is Brian Lynn. Really, he is a magician. I mean, his story was that when he was, you know, in his 30s, he was sitting on a dock and his ankle was hanging off of the dock, and I think a wave caught the tugboat and it hit his ankle and it crushed it. So he was already a practicing yogi, and because his ankle was so bummed out, he wasn't able to practice any of the things that he would usually practice, which is downward dog or any of the standing poses, because it was really damaged, the ankle that he had. So he picked up a book called that was written by Moshe Feldenkrais. The book is called Movement Through Awareness by Moshe Feldenkrais. Moshe Feldenkrais' story was that in the early 40s, he too had an accident. I think his knee gave out. And at that time, he was working for the Mossad intelligence group. And, you know, they're kind of like spy people, and they need to have full faculties of their body. So he was really invested that his body worked, because he couldn't be the person he was professionally unless his body was working. So he went on a study of all the movement practitioners in Europe of that time. Most of it, I think, was in the Alexander technique. As if you're following any of this, you would understand that these are all different movement studies. Even yoga. Yoga has been a movement study for the last 3,000 years. And the most renowned yoga teacher for the last, you know, 50 years has been Iyengar. So, and at that point, it was in 1996, and I really am one of those type of people that when I see a teacher or a therapist or a technician that I really enjoy, I'm always willing to get private time with that person, because I know that person has information that I am willing to pay for, and I figure that if that person's invested time in learning their craft, I would invest my time in learning their craft myself. So he was a magician. I mean, I had literally broken my back in 1992. The more you realize that movement is pieces that are put together so that everything has a sequence from A to B to C to D. If you go from A to G, then you're really getting a big glitch in the way the body, muscular, and bone system sequences. So I saw that Brian was able to do things that I couldn't do, And he also told the story of how, you know, when he was hurt, that it was impossible for him to do a lot of the moves that he can do so well now. And at that point, I think he was about in his 50s, and he was doing a back flip from the ground up. So he was able to take his whole body and actually just effortlessly get up in one swoop of a movement, because everything was put together and his body naturally knew how to manipulate itself back in an upright position from a lying down position. And I booked immediately some private time with him. And when he was manipulating my body, there was so much kinetic energy, so much champagne flowing through my body that I knew was dormant because of all the breaks that I had. I had broken my lumbar one, my T12, limited in my range of motion, and so I immediately realized that there was languaging or feelings, bubblings, that were going through circuits of my body that had not gone through before. If you do read my blog, you understand that walking is one of my favorite subjects. The reason why I love to walk is that anyone can manage to go out and walk for 30 minutes. And if you can clarify how to walk in a more efficient and more effective manner, it is a very good thing to start looking for people to teach you how to walk in a way that actually frees your body to become more effortless, more graceful, more fluid. I am so happy that I went to this class this morning. I'll explain to you something that I felt today. You know, she had us on our front, and then she had our knees bent so they were waving in the air. You try that for a minute. You go to your floor, get down on the floor, and put your face down on the floor, and do that just one motion. You will see how effective Feldenkrais is to the actuality of your lower back. I will actually ask Vita to do an interview sometime in the future, and hopefully I could coax her into actually doing a lesson for you. But until that point, why don't I ask you just to take one of her classes? And her website is called www.feldenkrais, that's FeldenKrais, Vancouver.com. That's Vita's website. So do yourself a favor and book some sessions with her, because she is absolutely a fabulous teacher. I loved her. And I'm going to, for the next 3 minutes, I just want to offer you my my little 3-minute setup for your body, so that if you're in front of any elevator, you can actually get your body to go into a more neutral position so that you're not putting too much stress on your endocrine system. I want you to stand in a square. I want you to put your feet together. I want you to put that the feet out to a 45-degree angle. And then from the toes, pivot your heels out so that you're standing right underneath your shoulders. From there, I want you just to feel yourself tapping your big toe. And then I want you to feel the area where your fourth toe is. And from there, I want you to create a triangle to your heel. And I want you to stand in that position. I want you to tap the big toe. I want you to feel how that connects to the inner knee. I want you to feel how that connects to the arch of your crotch. I want you just to sink into that and just feel how it is to be totally in your legs. From there, I want you to just take your belly button and roll it back into your lower back. And I just want you to leave it there as much as you can throughout the day. You know, flex it forward if you want, but mainly just keep that belly button back and see if you can create that core feeling of keeping the belly engaged. Then I want you to take your chest and I want you to raise your chest until you feel that your body, your spine is straight. I want you to get from humping over to actually opening up your back with making sure that you're putting the intention on your chest, engaging that front panel of your body. I want you then to take your head, I want you to nod it up and down, up and down. Now take your fingers, stick them in your ear, and I want you to start nodding your head up and down from your ears. I would like you to connect your heel all the way up to your ears in that way. If you have to play this over and over again until you get it, go right ahead. But it should take you no more than 3 minutes to learn it, and it should take you no more than 30 seconds to do it every time you're standing around. You want to get the body to stay symmetrical so that you learn what it is to be upright and have space for all your organs to function, to have your skeletal system in the right place so that you can practice the habit of symmetry. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I welcome you to my healing world. My name is Monica of monica.ca, and I am so grateful that you are listening to this podcast. Have a great day. Thank you.